This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. Shalom aleichem, bruchim abayim. Today we're completing Simen Kuf Samach Zayin. Simen Kuf Samach Zayin. And then, for the new year, Rosh Hashanah, after Rosh Hashanah, we'll begin Soim Gedalia is Monday. So we will start the new subject, Pasaba Bekisnin, Aleiza Mine Pas Mavarchim, for the new year. So it's a good opportunity over Rosh Hashanah to recruit people to learn Halacha, to learn Mishnah Berurah. Okay, now we're going to finish Siman Kuf Samach Zayin. We're up to Siv Chaf. Afilu B'Shabbos Shulchayiv Lecha Pas. Even on Shabbos that you have to eat bread, lo yivarech lo chaveroi berkas hamoitzi imenoi oichal. Even on Shabbos that you chayev to eat bread, your friend should not make hamoitzi for you if he's not eating. Velo yishori levarech la'acherim, and you're not permitted to make for others. Afal pi she'enoi tayim, even though you're not tasting, ella berchas hamoitzi de matzah, belel rishon shel pesach, or berchas hayayin de kiddush, bein shel laila, bein shel yom. So now the Mechaber is saying a great principle, that even this whole siman is predicated on the fact that hamoitzi is not a berchas hamitzvah. Since it's not a berchas hamitzvah, therefore you cannot be moitzi your friend if you yourself are not eating pas. If you're eating pas, you could be moitzi your friend. If you're not eating pas, you cannot. Even on Shabbos, that you must eat bread, Friday night, Shabbos day, or Shalosh Shudas. Do you need to eat bread for Shalosh Shudas? Absolutely. If your mother is Jewish, you can't be yoitze, not with mezoinos, not with shahakal. Only if you're saveya b'yoyser. If you're not saveya b'yoyser, you're not even yoitze. You're not even yoitze. And even if you are saveya b'yoyser, you're only yoitze b'diyavet. In any event, even when you have to eat pas, you cannot be moitzi someone in hamoitzi if you don't eat. V'loi shari levarech la'achirim. And it's not permitted to make a bracha for others if you're not tasting. There's only two exceptions. The berchas hamoitzi of Leil Seder, the berchas hayayin of Kiddush, both in the night and the day. Says Rama, V'yesh lechel haprusa shabbat alea koidim sheyechel pas acher shetei necheles leteyavoin. When you make hamoitzi, you should eat the piece that you broke before eating any other piece. Because that first piece that you eat is eaten leteyavoin, and it shows chibuv to the mitzvah that the piece that you are boitzea is the piece that you eat. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Afilu b'Shabbos shu chayev, Hainu shel kol hashalosh sudos. All three meals, you can't be moitzi son if you don't eat. Da'av shehim chayev, even though it's an obligation, ein hachayev olav misha mitzvah. The obligation is not an obligation of mitzvah. Ela kedei sheyehona misud haShabbos. It's only to get benefit. Ve'ein laha mitzvah atzma chayev. The mitzvah itself is not a chayev. It's not that it's a mitzvah to eat pas per se. The mitzvah is to be nene. Daha im nene mimashim asane in tzarach lecha. Because technically, if you derive pleasure from fasting on Shabbos, you would be allowed to. Kede isa b'simen rapach. Al kein heim b'chlau shar b'chus hanenen. The bracha on pas, even on Shabbos, albeit a mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah. The choiv is not misha mitzvah. The choiv is to be nene. Okay, afal pi she'enoi tayim. The only thing you could be moitzi to your friend is vu adin kishekvar kiyem mitzvas achilas matzah. The same din would apply when you already were makayim the mitzvah of achilas matzah, uchvar kidesh alayayin. Meaning when the Mechaber says you could only be moitzi to your friend in the hamoitzi of matzah leil rishon of Pesach and the berchas yayin of Kiddush, the same thing would apply if you already were mekayim achilas matzah and you were mekadesh alayayin. Now, I don't know why the Mishavur is adding this line. Meaning the Mechaber is talking about where you're not eating. I mean, the Mechaber is saying the only time you can be Moitzi someone is in the Hamoitzi of Achilas Matzah or the Bircha of Yayin of Kiddush, where you're not tasting anything. The same thing the Mishavur is saying if you're ready Yoitzi the Mitzvah. What about Kiddush to be Moitzi Abaki Midin Arvos? Let's say like this. Let's say the guy himself knows how to make Kiddush, and you are ready Yoitze, or you are not eating. Could you be Yoitze Abaki in Kiddush if you're not making Kiddush yourself? So the Beis Yosef says you cannot. Which means, according to the Beis Yosef, if you come home from Shul and your wife didn't hear Kiddush, you cannot make Kiddush for her. Yeah, but she wants me to make Kiddush for her. You're not allowed to. According to the Beis Yosef, it doesn't work. However, the Pri Chodesh says you can. The Malbim writes in the Artzeis HaChayim, you could. But it's a bigger mitzvah that she should do it herself if she's a Baki. So the bottom line is, if you already made Kiddush on Shabbos, L'chadchila, don't make it for your wife. Your wife should make it for herself. According to the Beis Yosef, she's not Yoitzei. And according to the Pri Chadash and the Artzis HaChayim, L'chadchila, she should do it herself. Just pointing out. Okay? So just because she's a woman, she's a Baki. She knows how to say the Bracha. So if you already heard Kiddush, then according to Beis Yosef, you cannot be Moitzi her. And according to other Achroinim, they're only Yoitzei B'diavad. What about Tekiah Shofar? That's a good one. That might be a timely subject. We say later on, let's say the Toikeh was already Yoitzei. The Dirshu says, quoting the Mishnah Berurah, Tav Kuf Pei Hei Siv Katan Hei, that if the Toikeh was already Yoitzei, the Minoga Olam is to be lenient. That the Toikeh is Mavarich Lahoitzi Kulam. Ve'ein Limchois Biyadam. The Minchas Yitzchak explains that even though we just said that if someone is a Baki, it's a question if you can be Moitzi them. Namely, the Beis Yosef says you can't. The Pri Chadash and the Malbim says it works b'di'eved. So why is the Baal Toikeah making the bracha for the people? That's only b'di'eved. No, since b'di'eved your Yoitze, you won't be Moicha and those who do it l'chadchila. But l'chadchila, the Baal Tekeah should not make the bracha, the people should make the bracha. That's a general rule. So again, the rule would be like this. If your wife wants you to make Kiddush, we will not be Moicha if you do that for her l'chadchila. Since b'di'eved it's okay, we won't throw tomatoes at you if you do it. But if you're asking, should you do it, the answer is no. Your wife knows how to make Kiddush herself. Now, what if I already made Kiddush, but I want to make Kiddush before I eat Hamoitzi, not just on Mezoinos. Would that be enough of a reason that now I could do it for her? L'chayra, yes. In other words, if you want to be Mahader on Kiddush B'makam Suda, which by the way, you do not have to. The Mishnah Berurah's opinion is you do not have to. If you already made it on Mezoinos, you're good. Only the Gra is Makbid. If you're a Granik, then okay, fine. If you're not a Granik, then you're already Yoitze Kiddush. But if you would want to, coupled with the fact that your wife needs to hear, L'chara, then I would agree. Again, if you always want to make Kiddush to be Moitze your wife, even though you're already Yoitze, it's okay b'di'eved, and we won't throw tomatoes at you if you want to do it l'chadchila. But if you also want to be Yoitze the Inyan of Kiddush Makam Suda, L'chara, then you could even do so l'chadchila. Okay, let's continue. Afal pisheinu. Okay, v'hatam b'chozeh the birchas kiddush va'achila kezayis matza. The reason for all this is the bracha on kiddush, And the achila of matzah, a kezayis matzah, he may choyvas ha-mitzvahs, is it obligatory as a mitzvah? She choyv ala adam, it's an obligation on a person. U'memela hakol nechnasim b'zeh b'chlal arvas. Memela, the whole thing is included in arvas, v'chanal. V'u'ad din b'lel aleph u'beiz the sukkos. So in other words, if you're not eating matzah, or you're not drinking from the kiddush right now, you're not being yoytzei kiddush now, you could give someone, you could be moitzi someone in achilas matzah, the bracha of achilas matzah, or a kiddush Friday night or a Shabbos day. Whether you're not planning on making kiddush now, or whether you already yoytzei kiddush. However, this is nichla and arvas. V'ad din b'lel alafu beiz the sukkah shuchayv lecha kazayis pas b'sukkah yachal gam kein lohitziyai afal pi she'inoi toyem ba'atzmai. Let's say the first night of sukkahs, you have people. Are you allowed to be moitzi them in the bracha of leishev basukah, even though you're not eating anything? Could you be moitzi someone in leishev basukah, even though you're not eating anything? The answer is yes. Again, this is talking about mi she'enoi baki, but someone who could do it themselves. Again, the Beis Yosef says you can't be moitzi them. The Malbim and the Pri Chadar says you could be moitzi them b'di'eved, and the Minchas Yitzchak says since you could be moitzi them b'di'eved, we won't protest if you do it b'chadchila. Bein shel yom de'ikari niskan rak l'mitzvah v'lo bishvil hana. Kiddush, whether it's the night or the day, was niskan for a mitzvah, not for hana. V'yal kein bracha zuhu b'chlau shah berchas ha-mitzvah, therefore this blessing is included in other berchas ha-mitzvahs. De'kaim elan afal pi she'yatza moitzi. Koidem, you should first eat the piece that you were boitzei on. Kasav shlosh shegami shayer min prusas ha-moitzi ma'at she'yoychal achar achilasai kidei she'yishar tam ha-moitzi b'piv. You're ready for a shlah? The Shla writes, a mystical practice is leave over a little bit of the bread that you were boitzea on to eat at the end of the meal so that the tam of the hamoitzi remains in your mouth at the end. Ein lahachel lebehim of oif oilukusi meprusas hamoitzi. Do not feed an animal, a bird, an akum, from the piece of hamoitzi, or the piece next to that piece. Hainu deme oisa prusa shechatach mikoyde me'alecha mashalem. That is, that piece that you cut before the lechem was shalem. Choytech achar kach min oisa prusa chaticha ketana la'amoytzi. You cut off a small piece from amoytzi. Vegam oisa prusa lo yachilem. Even that piece you shouldn't feed them. She'ein kovid b'zeh la'amitzah. Let's try to get that and look at it carefully. Not only the piece of prusas hamoitzi, but even the chaticha shenoygas ba chatichas hamoitzi. What does that mean? That prusa that you cut from the beginning, from the lechem sholem, you cut from that prusa chaticha ketana for hamoitzi. Even what you didn't eat, the piece next to the hamoitzi, you should not feed to a behema, oif, kusi, because that piece has chavivas. By the way, the halacha is you should not feed human food to a bird or an animal. You're not supposed to. So let's say you have a chasul or a kelev, and there's chicken in the fridge, do not give it to them. It's not kavod. You give them meichel behema, not meichel adam. It's bezayin oichlin. Ayin simin kuf ayin aleph, sivkatan yod aleph. Should not feed a behema. What? What you want to know if you're going to throw it out anyway? I don't know. This is not the inyan right now. I'm just saying there's an inyan. Ooh. It's a Gemara in Tainis. Rav Huna Soiver Maichal Adam Ein Machinos Elabehema V'Adin La'Oifais. The Eli Rav is Masupik. Says the Machzis Hashakel, if you have nothing else, it's mutter. And it could be that's what people rely on, if it's nothing else. But it's better to have special macholim for the animal and not rely on human food.
What if they don't eat the dog food and you want to eat, but you have to feed them before you can eat. That's all you have.
Then it was a bad decision to bring them into the house in the first place. Yeah, it's a issue. It's an issue.
Shabbos Shira.
What?
Shabbos Shira. Put breadcrumbs out.
It's usher to put breadcrumbs for Shabbos Shira. On Shabbos.
Before Shabbos. Tuesday.
Not Pasha, you're allowed to. We'll see. It's not, according to this, you won't be allowed to. We'll get up to it very soon, in 3 simanim, okay? Ein zeh mekoymai. But the baseline halacha is, Maichal Adam in machil noisei l'behema. How that applies to Zman HaZeh, Ayin Simen Kuf Ayin Aleph, Siv Katan Yud Aleph, whether if there's no other food, that's what people rely on.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.